Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day, continuing to be with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, because we got some really important folks lined up for you this hour, actually the whole day, but right now, Beverly Inman Ebel, a long time, 10-plus year, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She is she's an entrepreneur just like you and me, running a small business that she started from scratch, just like I did, just like most of you did, and are doing. She is she's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's a lady who helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and she's here with more of that. Beverly Inman Ebel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And doesn't Beverly Inman Ebel just kind of roll
it's
off
just,
your tongue,
it's a,
too?
It's a perfect name. You know, I don't always like hyphenated names, but yours just seems to work.
It's just a bunch of vowels.
You make it work, Beverly. You make
sweet.
Beverly, you make this look good.
Thank you. I'm supposed to make you sound good.
That's right. You make it look good and sound good. Beverly, it's good to have you back. And thanks again for all the years that you've given us, all the great wisdom and information that you provided with us today last 10, almost 11 years. One of the things that we've got to focus on, we've got to continue to focus on, Beverly, and is making sure that we get the most out of the context that we have, the relationships we have, especially with customers. And I like to remind folks that anytime you feel like, you know, you got this little pity party about the economy and all the other stuff, remember this: somebody is buying something you sell from somebody somewhere right now.
That's right.
Might as well be you.
That's right. And you may not even know they have that need unless you are in contact on a regular basis,
right? Yep.
With your customers.
And it's
so important to do. And it's not something we can, I'll use the word, farm out to employees necessarily. Not that they won't do a good job, but that relationship needs to be established between the small business owner and your key customer.
Can we talk about two different levels of contact? Would that be a good way to talk about what you just said?
Yes.
Our sales force has a one level of contact and a high level and a very important level. So, and one that you, as the owner, as the manager of all that, you don't want to necessarily get into that if you don't have to. But then there's another sort of a I'm calling it a theater level contact or the umbrella overarching level contact. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
I am. I'm not talking about you necessarily closing the deal. I'm talking about you maintaining the relationship. Let me give you just a little example. I had on my calendar came up yesterday for me to call someone. It was David, and then I'll say it was David Brown. Okay, except when I got to that day, I hadn't inputted David Brown. I had inputted David Black, who is a former client of mine.
Right.
And so instead of just saying, "Oh, what a silly mistake," what I did was I sent David Black a personal email that said, "You must be on my mind." Told him what I did. Put Miles Beverly with my contact information, and I get a response back. So good to hear from you. I know you're busy. Wow, for me to be on your mind, you know, that's great. You just never know how even little things can keep that person having them think of you and your company.
Absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, back when there's something about people thinking that you're thinking about them. There's no question about it. A couple of quick stories. When I used to have my consulting business, I would be driving home or going somewhere, And I would think about one of my clients. It might be even at night. You know, I'd think about something for them that I wanted to say to them. And I would call them and tell them what I was thinking about. And it always made them happy. They always acted like they were happy that they weren't the only people who were worried about their company. They weren't the only one who was up at night or driving around in the middle of the day who was thinking about their company.
Mm-hmm.
That made a big deal. That was a big deal to them. The other thing, Beverly, is back when we didn't know what was going to happen with the economy 15 months or so ago.
We know now.
Pretty good point. Well, we were pretty frightened about it 15 months or so months ago. You know, I told my audience, you know, folks, let your salespeople keep calling on those customers, but you go out and see each one of them, if it's humanly possible, go look each one of them in the face at least once, you yourself, and say, thank you for the business.
Right. And I tell my clients, when you need to have contact, personal contact, phone call, drop by and see them, some kind of, that's just to them, they can tell this is not mass produced. When you don't need something from them.
Yeah.
You don't do it when you've got a promotion going mm-hmm. on or, you know, that's what your sales force do that. You need to have that contact for the sole purpose of, how you doing? What can I do for you? You know, it's like you say to me every time I'm on the show, what is it you say to me? What can I do for you? And it's a serious question. And so I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking, oh, he really cares. He's really going to ask this question.
I pulled it off, didn't I? I really like what you just said, Beverly, because one of these days you're going to need something. You're going to need some help from somebody like that. You're going to need to get a little credit from them, some kind of something a little extra. And if you haven't talked to them in 2 years or 3 years or maybe never, how do you go say, would you do me a favor? But if they've heard from you on a sort of regular basis, then it's natural that you're going back to them.
That's right. I had need of a vendor yesterday, and I knew we had used this vendor in the past. And because I've had a change in staff, some of that information went, you know, with the staff.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find them. And it wasn't easy. Now, I must say that yesterday had someone, the right someone, contacted me with the information I needed, I could have switched very easily because I was looking.
Yeah. By the way, Beverly, we found a way to put a USB cord in the back of the skulls of all of our employees. And when they leave, we just plug it in and download all that stuff. We don't lose anything. 10:20 after. Stay with us. Right back with Beverly and Medieval after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got, you're starting, you're growing, you're exiting, whatever you're doing with your small business. You got, you're happy about things, you're worried about things. We got something that will help you there. And we got any segment of time that you might have, 5 seconds to 15 minutes. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Beverly Immanible is our guest, and the book is called Talk Is Not Cheap. That's her first book, still outstanding. Beverly, tell us how we can find you and your book.
TalkListen.com. There's all kinds of information on there. There's a tip every day, so every time you go on it, you'll get a different tip. We have a video on there. You can sign up for a free newsletter. TalkListen.com.
We're talking about, it's an outstanding site too, by the way, folks. I hope you check it out too. We're talking about staying in touch with customers. What do you think is the most important thing that you've learned, Beverly, about serving customers and making them want to do business, not just do business with you, but want to do business with you? I remember the first time I got a big corporate account, I was pretty excited, but I wasn't prepared for what happened next when they renewed. That was even more exciting.
The 96, 7% of my business is renewal. So I've learned this lesson well. And usually when I get a new company, they send me a challenging case, all right? And so I need to prove myself. And so keeping in touch with them, keeping them informed, doing whatever it takes not only to get the job done, but to make it stand out so that the reaction you get is, wow. If it means putting in more time than you accounted for when you were working on your, you know, on your contract and you did all those estimations, then you do it. If it means redoing something, if it means using a higher quality because you know now that that's what needs to be done, you do it. And they refer back to you now. So I expect people to refer me someone else now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an investment. The way I look at it, this person already has my name and number, and they have a need. I would be crazy not to tend to this customer's every need and to build confidence in them and to build a relationship. That will take me less time and bear more fruit than starting out trying to find someone else.
But they're not going to refer you if you just do regular work.
That's right.
If you just deliver the threshold level of work, they may do business with you. They may even renew. But two things. They're not going to refer you, and the first time somebody comes along that talks a little bit better game, they're probably going to make a change.
And so much.
You've got to. I like what you said. You've got to wow them. I mean, you've got to make them feel like that this is the doing business with you is one of the best decisions they've ever made.
And your contact has to be at least three-pronged. You can't just be connected to one person in that company because that one person may leave.
They will leave.
Or if they're the owner, they may get so big and busy that, you know, the contact with you will be passed on to someone else.
Been there, done that.
Yes, sir. So you've got to have more than one connection. And if it's a large company, I will always ask the question, and I actually try to get it in writing, Who else do you know in your department or in your company or in another division who could benefit from what we've done here? And I get names and numbers.
And your employee, you need to be talking to your employees about this. And one of the best ways to meet those other people is to be in the business, to show up and walk around and spend some time there if you can.
Yes.
Because that's when, you know, those people walk by, and you introduce yourself.
Indeed. So invest yourself with your time, with your talent, and don't, as I said earlier, don't wait until you need something from them.
Go
with a listening ear.
Do you think, Beverly, that with all the social media going on, that if somehow getting to face-to-face with people, we have an opportunity to impress them more than ever before?
I do. I had someone say yesterday that soon no one would talk to anyone. You just go to YouTube and there'll be instructions on how to do absolutely everything, and everyone will stay in their own little caves and have white skin.
Yeah.
Being outside.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I think when you show up, and you can show up if they're long distance. I mean, you can get on a plane and go, or you can show up with a phone call. I'm doing currently a 360 on a client up in Chicago, and I'm calling about 20 people. They know I'm calling, but I'm calling to get information. And so far, about 85% of the people have said, wow, I've done a lot of 360s, but never directly with a person. Usually it's electronically.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, I get so much more quality information when you say something, I can ask you another question.
Face-to-face, Beverly, is the original social media.
Yes, it is. We need to reinvent that with our key clients.
And see, for folks who've been around the blocks a couple of times, like you and me, it's natural. But the younger generations, they've got to learn that, I think, to some degree.
And I keep saying key client. I think if you do it with any client, try an experiment. Do it with a client and see if they won't become a key client.
Website quickly one more time.
TalkListen.com.
Thanks, Beverly, for being here. Good job today. See you next
Jim.
Time. Beverly Inman Ebel, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.